And now, welcome to Chai with Manju, with your host, Dr. Manju Shen.
Welcome to the special edition of Chai with Manju called COVID Diaries. Last few months have been very tough on all of us due to this pandemic. Health followed by wealth have been the biggest casualties. We have an expert with us today who's the president and CEO of one of the largest banks in our area called Leader Bank. He's none other than Mr. Sushil Tuli. Let's meet Sushil. Hi, Sushil. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Manjuji. Thank you so much for having me on your special show. And I'm so glad that you're doing Chai with Manju COVID Diaries. It's such a, I'm glad to be here.
Okay. Now tell me, what have the last few months been like for you? And what has been the biggest lesson that you have learned?
So these last 2 months have been challenging for all of us and in the financial services industry, because it's an essential business. We wanted to make sure that we continue to provide quality service to all our customers. So right in the beginning, we equipped all our employees, 253 employees, with laptops so they could work from home, which most of them have been doing it. And we, at our branches, we cut down our hours and we closed one of the branch. And the other branches are working limited hours and by appointment only. So the customers can only go in there by appointment.
So you're keeping, you know, everybody's safety in mind. So that is wonderful.
That is very important to us for our customers and employees to be safe.
Absolutely. So the small businesses are the ones which are very heavily affected, and including the self-employed people. Now, the government has this payment protection plan, and Leader Bank has certainly taken a big lead to help people. So tell us a little bit about this program and how many people have you helped at your bank?
So you know, the Congress passed the CARES Act, and under the CARES Act, they have allocated $349 billion for small business owners. Because of this coronavirus, most of the small businesses have to close themselves, as the governor issued a stay-at-home order. So a lot of those businesses have to let go their employees. But because of this paycheck protection program, we were able to help people get the money from SBA under this program, so they could keep their employees. So there were two rounds of this money. The first round, $349 billion, we were able to commit about $85 million for 700 plus people.
Wow.
And during the second round, which still is going on, which was about $320 billion allocated to PPP program. And we are helping. We have already committed like about $65 million and for like 600 plus customers. So the goal is the more people can stay employed. By helping these many people, we really helped save over 4,000 jobs.
Wow, that's very impressive. Now, some of the people want to know more about the loan forgiveness program. So tell us more about that as well.
So the loan forgiveness is that once you get the money, what we are advising people is open a separate account at the same bank where you got the money from.
Got it.
And so this is a grant, and they should make every effort that it should be forgiven.
Okay.
So in order to get it forgiven, 75% of the money they receive has to be used for payroll. And that includes paying your employees, paying the taxes, paying their medical insurance, all those things. But it has to be payroll related. The other 25% can be used to pay the rent, interest on a mortgage, utilities. So if somebody does not use 75% of payroll, then it becomes a loan. And the loan has to be paid in 2 years at interest rate of 1%.
Okay, which is not bad also.
No, that's not bad.
Yeah. Okay. So my next question for you is kind of interesting. You know, we Indians are very compulsive savers. I remember even when I had a small allowance as a kid, I had to save 10%. And a lot of people tell us, especially with this pandemic, that you should have at least 6 months' money in the bank as savings, or even up to a year in case you get laid off. So what is your advice on that? How much money people should be saving and keeping in the bank as well?
You know, 6 months to 1 year of reserves is a very good discipline to have. Even when we do mortgages, we like to see that they have at least 4 months of reserve. Okay. And my advice to people always is save. If you have kids, open a kids account and save money in the kids account. So because the money you save in kids account, you never think that it's own and it grows there. And for yourself, it's saving. There's nothing like saving money. So people should save at least 6 to 1 year's worth of their expenses.
And, you know, we, again, as Indians, we love our gold. So Leader Bank, you can also get gold coins, right? So tell us a little bit about that. I know it's a Diwali tradition to go to Leader Bank and get a gold coin, Lakshmi gold coin or something. So tell us a little bit about that too.
That's very true. You know, the gold people buy for two reasons. One is to give as a gift. Indians do it for the Diwali time, other time. Around this time, when the economic situations are uncertain, we are selling more gold coins in the last 2 months than we have ever sold. Because people are not sure what's going to be happening with oil and dollar and everything. So they want to go and buy gold and have it in their possession just in case they need to cash it.
Okay.
And Leader Bank, you can go to any branch and you can buy gold, whether you want 1 ounce coins or 10 gram coins or Lakshmi gold coins or crew grand. And also we sell silver coins. They can buy silver coins.
Okay. That's good to know. Now, Sushil, you have a very good way of taking care of employees. And I'll tell you, I have gone to many banks, but the service that you get any of your banks is amazing. It's truly like a relationship that you stress on. Now, do you think that your journey where you started, right, as the bank teller to the president and CEO with so many branches, do you think that your journey has inspired you in building relationships and being one of the best places to work at right now?
Absolutely. You know, I started Leader Bank as a small businessman with 7 employees. And I know what does it take to build a business. And the only way you can do it by providing personal service. And with me as a CEO, my son Jay as a president, our chief operating officer, CFO, everybody, the whole team, the mantra at Leader Bank is provide personal service. Customer is always king. That's what I tell everybody. And treat them like a king. Sometimes, if even when the customer is wrong, they think that they are saying it right and provide the best service. And that's why we take a lot of pride. People come back to us. Right now, Manju, we are serving third generation. I serve the older generation, then the next, and now the third generation, they're coming to us as clients.
And you've been voted one of the best places to work so many times, right?
Several times we have been voted best places to work. We have been voted as the most charitable company by Boston Business Journal, the Corporate Citizenship Award, and many other awards.
That's wonderful. So right now, I have to tell you, with this pandemic, our community is hurting so much. And they're really looking to community leaders like you for some really good advice and some positive energy. What is your advice to our community in the current times?
So my advice is don't fear the situation we are going through. Understand it. Once we understand it, we will fear it less. Because then by understanding, we'll have the energy to face it.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much. Stay well. Don't forget your chai. It's good for you. Until next
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely. Manju, thank you so much. And
thank
it's
you. Thank you. And have a wonderful day and stay healthy. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, too.